Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? I'm excited to be here on this Wednesday episode. It is the day before Thanksgiving, and you know, a lot of us, including myself, we're going to eat good tomorrow.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, yeah. Lamb, rams,
listen.
Hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
It is the day before Thanksgiving. We're going to eat good tomorrow, and listen, when you've been disciplined all year, when you've been enjoying your workouts, making yourself uncomfortable in your workouts, going hard, consistent, doing it when you don't feel like it, you can enjoy Thanksgiving. But a lot of y'all had Thanksgiving all year. A lot of y'all been Thanksgiving, calorie stacking, big backing every weekend of the year.
Nope.
And y'all gonna use tomorrow as an excuse. Yeah, you know, it's Thanksgiving. I gotta go crazy.
What?
Brother, you've been going crazy all year. You done lost your damn mind, ninja.
Nope.
All right, but people like us on this podcast, we can enjoy ourselves tomorrow. And even with that being said, I'm not gonna go too crazy tomorrow. You know, I'll probably indulge in all the dishes. I'll probably indulge in some dessert. I probably just won't indulge in any alcohol. That's probably the only thing I won't indulge in. But other than that, I'm gonna enjoy myself. But anyway, with all that being said, I'm having a great week so far, man. The content's doing well. I had to get on there and cook Jason Whitlock, Roland Martin built ass ninja yesterday. We cooked him. But anyway, other than that, it's been smooth, man. Got some new clients, and we making things happen. But anyway, with all that being said, man, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You probably wondering why I got to hit the like button for Ninja with the shirt that don't match the headphones, that don't match the pillows, that don't match the couch. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. This is the most hated fitness podcast out. And listen, a lot of people going to tell you that we misogynist over here, we fat phobic, we racist, we hate black people, we coons, we Uncle Toms. They going to tell you all that, but it don't matter. It's a lot of fitness podcasts out here, but all of them ain't the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining. It's a lot of fitness coaches out here, but they can't host the coolest, coldest, dopest fitness podcast out here. And that's all facts anyway. Yeah. I need the returners to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang, a.k.a. the PBG. I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And before we talk to the fam and get this episode started, man, today I was at the gym. You know, the gym was kind of light. You know, I got my workout in. You know, this Thanksgiving, a lot of people just chilling. So I'm in there. They like, hey, C. Marty, what's up, baby? You going to the back home function?
Nope.
I'm not going to the back home DMV function.
Nope.
I ain't trying to be around all y'all big backs.
Nope.
And all that alcohol and some possible ninja moments.
Ninjas.
I'm not trying to be around drunk ninjas on Thanksgiving. I'm staying home and I'm doing the podcast. Anyway, with all that being said, let's holler at the fam and get this episode started.
Down to Marco.
Ain't nobody fooling with Washington, D.C. tonight. I'm in the house. Big Back's favorite time of the year is tomorrow. Absolutely. Checking in before heading to New Jersey for the weekend. See, Marty, what's up, baby? What's up, Mike?
What?
And yes, white pizza, no black pizza. Astrid, what up? Frost Knight, what up? Your city is Big Back and we calling you out. This guy, Mike Hawkins, is crazy. Gee, what's going on, man? Joe, what's going on? My pops had a heart attack a few months ago, so we're not doing the Big Back shit this year. I got to do it with him, so we on some no carbs this year. Hey, I respect that, bro. I never drunk alcohol for Thanksgiving for Christmas. Yeah, I have. Okay, man. Well, with all that being said, let's get this episode started.
Dom DeMarco. All
right, we got this girl here. And it's the video is a little lengthy. You can guess what community she's from.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
She says she ain't going to the gym no more.
Nope.
She's not going to the gym anymore. Let's see why she won't go to the gym anymore. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let me get these last comments. Remy, what up?
See, Marty.
We need a Thanksgiving gym edition. For real. Gym regulars only. We'll see. I might record Thanksgiving workout tomorrow. We'll see, man. No promises, though. But anyway, let's check out why this girl doesn't want to go to the gym, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's get this thing going, man. Buckle your seatbelts. Let's check it out.
Going into next year being fat. I'm tired. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Two things I had to acknowledge. One, I needed a mindset shift. I had to realize that everybody's journey looked different, and what may work for you just may not work for me.
She's starting off good so far.
I'm the type of girl who needs a little help along the way. Like,
okay, I like
think
this.
About food all day. The food noise is always so loud.
Did she say the food noise?
What?
What the hell is the food noise?
Big back activity.
I ain't never heard of no food noise.
In my head, and I just need something to suppress that. I know I started taking Tirzepatide not too long ago, and that only lasted a very short month. Only,
if I'm not mistaken, Tirzepatide is a peptide. I guess she's taking a peptide for hunger. Okay, well, people take peptides. So let's see what else she has to say.
Because it was way too much work. It was hella expensive. I had to go find the pharmacy. I had to go to the doctor. The doctor had to prescribe it. Then I had to find a pharmacy that could fill it. Every pharmacy was out. It was just very overwhelming for me, so I stopped doing it.
So she stopped taking the peptide because it was a lot of work. Understandable. Let's see what she does next.
I am now back on Tirzepatide, but that's because I found a website called Effecty. You do not have to go to the doctor. You don't have to worry about a pharmacy, and it is super affordable. I got me a 3-month supply. I sure did. Because in 3 months, I'm about to be snatched.
You're going to be snatched because of the peptide. I would think that you have to do something in addition to the peptide as well. You can't just take peptides and not anything else. You know, let's see, though.
This journey, I am going to be making conscious decisions to eat better. I would say that I'm going to work out, but I would be absolutely lying. I'll walk a little bit more, but I'm not going to no gym.
You're not going to no gym. That's why black women 60% obesity.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
When are people going to understand? You can't just take this stuff alone without any habits changing, without any exercise, without building any muscle, without any mindset shifts. You don't want to do any type of activity. You still want to live a sedentary lifestyle, and you think a peptide is going to change the obesity. And it's just not going to work like that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie in your face. I've already started my first month, and I will say that the hunger noise has been a lot.
Hunger noise.
Lot less, and that's the area I needed to help in. I know by month three, with my lifestyle changes.
Listen, if you got to take something to stop you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
From being hungry, maybe there's another issue. Maybe there's something mental going on. Maybe you eat too much. Maybe you're addicted to sugar.
Nope.
Maybe you're addicted to alcohol. Maybe you have some type of food addiction that needs to be addressed. Just taking something to suppress your appetite and not addressing the actual issue is the reason why people do these things and get fat all over again. Am I right or wrong?
Me making conscious decisions in the medicine, I know that I'll definitely be at the goal I want to be. I know I need this help along the way. It was so affordable that I hit up Effecty and was like, hey, can I get a discount code for my friends? Because this is the good stuff. They gave me the discount code Jazzy50. Also, if you're interested, comment the words weight loss and I'll send you the link directly to your DMs. I'm excited to see what's going to happen in 3 months, because if she snatched, she just may be for the streets. That's another conversation for another time. Comment weight loss down below and I'll send you the link to get you some at an affordable price. And I'm going to send you a discount code.
Oh, brother. See?
And this, first of all, this is the issue here. You worried about the damn streets, and you ain't worried about losing no weight. You worried about going out with Pookie and Ray Ray and getting drunk and smoking hookah with your friends. You worry about the damn streets and not addressing these issues, right? And this is the thing, man. Everybody wants some type of shortcut. Ladies, newsflash for you.
What?
What you're looking for? The answer you're looking for your weight loss, for your fat loss, for your fitness goal, is not going to be found on fucking Instagram from a plus-size fitness influencer. Y'all can't be so crazy that you go on Instagram to look for the solution and get it from someone who's struggling struggling with food addiction and hasn't even reached their fitness goal. Why would you take advice from her? Why not take advice from someone who's from a woman who's actually in the gym getting this work in? There's plenty of lean, strong, active, disciplined women online. If you're going to listen to someone, why the fuck would you choose her? You're going to choose Big Back Brenda.
Big Back Activity.
Who got her PhD.
I'm a PhD. Okay.
But she ain't using that brain power to realize that a peptide alone without going to the gym, that's not going to solve your weight issue. That's not going to solve your excess fat issue. That's not going to solve your visceral fat issue. This is ridiculous, man. And I'm tired of these scams going on out here. Because there's so many damn scams out here that when people like myself, we put the info out here, people assume that we scamming. Why you assuming I'm scamming? But y'all don't say nothing to her. Everybody tell me I'm grifting. Everybody tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm putting the work in. I'm physically fit. I got clients. My girl's in the gym snatched that train with me. But I'm the grifter. I'm the fake one. I'm the one that's not a real trainer. But y'all let this shit slide. This shit got to stop in 2026, man. That's why y'all last having Thanksgiving tomorrow. But y'all been having Thanksgiving the past 11 months. Y'all been having Thanksgiving the past 11 months because y'all listening to people like her for the solution, man. This shit is getting crazy, and I'm calling it out. I don't care. You could cancel me. You could try to call the gym and get me kicked out. You could try to troll the podcast. You could do whatever. You could talk behind. Never mind. Let me chill. Let me let that go. Let me relax. But anyway, It is what it is, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I got it. She worried about being in the streets. Insane, man. Excuse me. Dudes are gonna see her bust size, her breast, for y'all don't know what bust means, and be like, hey, yo, girl, you thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. You perfect how you are. Yep. Mm. And we got a lot of your perfect how you are. What city do y'all think she's from? New game on the show. What city do you think she's from? Let me know in the comments. Shout out to the best fitness podcast in the world. ADM, what's good, bro? Food noise equals hunger signals. Is that what it is? Do a hunger signal sound like this? Shit, we can get some motherfucking cookies. Let me get some fried chicken. So tomorrow Thanksgiving, let me get that fried turkey and them collard greens. Tomorrow Thanksgiving, let me get that mac and cheese and them yams. That's a new sound button. The food noise was too loud. That's what her stomach sound like when she the food noise. Oh, damn! I got it. What's for dessert? Peach cobbler. She got over the counter Ozempic. I mean, basically that's what it sound like. All jokes aside, a lot of Americans are addicted to food. What we put in the food, the portions, the variety of junk. There are millions of people that don't know they are addicted to junk food. They have no idea. No idea at all, right? She went the non-natty route, just like those dudes on PEDs. Yeah. But at least a lot of the guys on PEDs are, like, at least in the gym. Like, at least they're putting in some work. At least they're burning some calories and speed and rest of metabolic rate. I don't know what this chick thinks she's on. Terlonius, what up? What up, though, Marty? Shout out to the chat. Always in the streets like a rat. Discount code, she's sponsored by Big Pharma. Yep. Always in the streets, never in the gym. G said she from G said she from DC. That's some DC shit. That's some DC shit. Alexis Harvey, what exercises do you recommend to get a deep crease in your back? Well, a lot of that's going to come from diet and your caloric expenditure, but I always pull in every plane. So seated row, bent over row, lat pull down or pull up. That's literally all, I promise you, that's all you need. Now you can get a little tricky with it. You can get a little sexy with it, right? Once you get advanced, but those are the three movements you need. You don't need anything special, right? So learn to pull your, do the pulling motions, do the rowing motions in different planes. You're good to go. Do that twice a week, right? And you're going to have to do a lot of other things. So you can't just spot reduce and spot change, but that's going to be the foundation. So I don't know what your fitness level is, but that's just a quick answer. She from Arkansas. It's really sad. All starts with a mindset. She'll likely be overweight for the rest of her life, jumping on and off weight loss meds with no changes to diet or lifestyle. And that's how it goes, man. You know, it's a lifelong thing, and then people blaming all types of shit, and we just don't have time for that. But anyway, man, let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all today. All right, we're switching the black community. We will come back to the black community. Black community is not done for today, okay? We're going to take a step from the black community. We're going to go to the white community. And listen, full disclaimer before I show this, okay? We're not making fun of autism, right? We know there's a lot of autistic people out here that are super brilliant, doing amazing things, super successful. Let's throw that on the table, okay? This is not about her being autistic, the video I'm about to show. Okay, this is not about her being autistic. Anyway, we got a big back trainer in here, and I'm tired of this big back trainer shit. This shit is getting crazy. They're letting anybody be a trainer. It's getting ridiculous, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out, and let's see what this woman has to say about her being a big back trainer, plus size trainer.
I know that inductions can be really difficult, and this is why I will meet you for an induction.
So right here, the text says, I'm a personal trainer at JD Gym in Wolverhampton. I think that's in another country. That's probably in England or some shit. Let's see what else she got to say.
Outside, and I'll lead you in through the gym. I'll show you all the important...
I'm an autistic ADHDer
We're not worried about that. And plus size, so a little bit different to the typical PT. And we do not care. Listen, I don't care about you having ADHD. I don't care about you being autistic. You can be a personal trainer with those, right? This right here, what are you doing to make people better? What are you doing to lower?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Or the obesity rate. What are you doing to change lives? Other than, quote unquote, making people feel comfortable. So a fit trainer can't make somebody feel comfortable. You got to have a fat ass personal trainer to make somebody feel comfortable.
Big back activity.
Ridiculous.
Areas. But this is Rhiannon, and if you book an induction with me, this is what you expect to see, including the toilets, the lockers, the showers, the store.
We ain't even, I don't care what she's talking about. I specialize in supporting anxious, nervous, or neurodivergent people to get started on their health and fitness journey.
Nope.
Scamming y'all. Taking y'all money. My clients work with me to build confidence in a way that feels safe and to enjoy movement. Scamming y'all. What else? What else we got? This is what fitness is turning into. What else we got? I only walked into the gym for the first time 3 years ago, and I'm a qualified PT and trainer for a strong woman competition too. Scamming y'all. Just trying to take y'all money. Just trying to take y'all money. Yes, I'm fat, but that doesn't mean I'm not qualified, and it doesn't mean I can't help others. Yes, it does mean that. I do this to show others that no matter what they weigh or how they look, they too can feel safe at the gym. Listen, this is getting crazy, man. Look at that. Look at, I'm not even body shaming. Look at that underbelly right there.
Belly?
I don't care. ADHD, autistic, whatever. She's bad habits. Caloric surplus, sedentary lifestyle, possibly drinking alcohol, possibly fried chicken.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
But you going to go to the gym and train someone, man. And I always tell y'all, we're not going to spend too much time on this, but I always tell y'all, man, it's a mental aspect that comes with training, right? If I can't get through the obstacle, if I can't push through physical pain, if I can't learn how to be disciplined, come to the gym when I'm going through some shit in my life, how am I going to teach you that? When I'm addicted to food like the first girl we just seen, how am I going to teach you to deal with that food addiction and let you know, hey, you don't need that? I mean, it's getting crazy out here. Listen. Y'all do what y'all want with y'all money, but I'm telling you right now, you listen to some shit like this, you're going to end up wasting your money.
Nope.
You're going to end up wasting your money. A trainer should be able to go through the same challenges you're getting put through. This is ridiculous, man. But hey, listen, if you're so focused on, you can't be so focused on feeling safe and not focused on results and getting what you're freaking paying for. Right? Don't waste your money on some bullshit like this. It's a lot of scammers out here. But I'm the bad guy for calling this shit out. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
But what's in the fanny pack? Joe, you've been here for a minute. Who knows? Probably some snacks, some animal crackers. I'm going to sit this one out. If I say anything, I'm going to get arrested. Nah, Mike, say what you got to say. What did you say to that guy? I didn't say nothing to that guy. He just responded to one of my videos. But I ain't say nothing to him specifically. I don't know who the fuck that is. He just got mad. But all right, man, let's keep it going, man. I'm killing y'all today on this Thanksgiving episode.
Dom DeMarco.
We got this girl here dating as a big girl. Back to the black community.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
Dating as a big girl, and she's going to tell the truth on why she needs to lose weight if she want to get a serious partner for a relationship. Let's see what this woman has to say. What's up with the video?
Know that I'm single because of my size. They always come through talking about, no, it's not because of that. No, you're a good...
So this woman says she's single because of her size, and her friends say, no, it's not. We got one woman trying to see the light, and look how women bringing her down, lying to her, trying to keep her big back.
Big back activity.
Person, no, somebody will love you? No. Let me tell you, the world is driven by sight. You get me? With all these different podcasts, all this stuff that's going on, they make it seem like it's bad to be around somebody that's bigger. Like, big people don't care about themselves. They don't care about their hygiene. They make it seem horrible. So a man doesn't want to be seen walking around with a bigger woman because of that image.
You heard what she said?
Dom DeMarco.
Now, of course, we go over this every episode. There are guys who are going to cuff you as a big woman, right? But listen, nine times out of ten, you're probably not getting the best option you could get, right? You're probably getting a guy that's settling. I'm just being honest with you. And this isn't every case. This is a lot of cases. But this woman clearly wants to better herself so she can attract better. It only makes sense.
So when I tell my friends that, they always try to dumb it down. I want somebody to be like, you know what, friend? You fucking right. And you probably should get in the gym and let me help you.
She want to be around some real
friends. Let me be with you. You know, fuck these
but
niggas.
But why do you need
it.
Validation from a friend if you know this is how you feel inside for
See,
yourself?
Because I be working out. But
nah, he wilds us, Steve.
Sometimes you need a little extra push. Sometimes you need a little extra motivation. Sometimes you just want the truth. Damn.
Amber, get in the fucking gym.
There we go. Thank you, friend. Can you say you'll come with me?
I'll come with you.
I'm going to lie to you. When I see a woman that's a bigger woman and she's with a man, the man is not giving what's supposed to get.
If you didn't hear what she said. When she sees a fat woman with a man, the man isn't giving what it's supposed to give. For my white audience and audience outside of the black community, what she's saying is when she sees a fat woman, the man that she's with isn't up to par or isn't like a good standard. Probably don't look good. Probably homeless. Probably just got out of prison. Basically, that's what she's saying, right? So she's saying the men who want these fat women ain't shit. Which we said on this podcast, and you heard it out of plus size black woman's mouth, but C. Marty Fit don't know what he's talking about.
Dom DeMarco.
So you would think that a black woman that wants to improve herself would be encouraged to improve herself. What do y'all think? Absolutely not.
You know, black people.
No.
Black community never fails. So what we're going to do is we're going to comment surf. Shout out to the comment surf. Segment of the podcast. We're probably just going to stick with comment surfing for a while because we got a lot of comment surfing today. And listen, just buckle your seatbelts for today, and we're going to comment surf a little bit. So this is the video on TikTok right here. Let's do some digging. The most cleanest, good smelling, hygiene, level headed, caring and nurturing, while very sophisticated, motivated, driven women with heart of gold are usually plus size. I love us. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
There's no such thing as girl code or the sisterhood. So they're basically saying that smaller women, again, we've gone over this. This isn't the first time we've seen this. They're basically saying that smaller women are not good smelling and don't have good hygiene. They're not level-headed. They're not nurturing. They're not sophisticated, they're not motivated, they're not driven women with a heart of gold. That's what they're saying. This is what plus size women are. So women are going to manipulate you and tell you this to stay plus sized. Ladies, don't fall for this bullshit. And what's sad about it is this probably a woman with a PhD saying that.
I'm a PhD.
Another topic for another day. Education does not mean real world. Common sense, real world smarts. But that's another conversation for another day. This is the shit I'm talking about. And we only on the first comment. As a big girl, God's still going to send my husband while I'm big. We're cooked. World is very shallow. This woman wants to improve herself and now she's shallow.
Nope.
You can't make this shit up. I'm telling you, man, listen, bro. As somebody who helps black women, who loves black women, like black, I'm interacting with black women daily. It's cooked for most of the black community. It's cooked for most of our black women. You have to be different. You have to stand out. You have to put the work in. You got to be disciplined. You can't listen to this shit. This is crabs in a barrel mentality, black community.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Say what race, what people.
Real men don't give a fuck. Now men don't give a fuck. Now we not a real man if we want a healthy woman. Fellas, don't fall for that shit. Real men don't give a fuck. They like what they like. Yes, you're right. We live in a looks-driven society. L.A., South Florida, etc. Live where men are confident in their choices. Oh, my God. Let's keep it going. They're being nice. They don't understand. A world full of the same size women would be so boring. There are men out here, men out there that like bigger girls, and that's okay. Yeah, we're cool. The world would be boring if women were healthier. Okay. I used to be 300 pounds. I'm 165 now. I got treated way better when I was bigger, but I lost weight for myself. Not today. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Bro. I'm sick of y'all, bro. If you don't look aesthetically pleasing to people these days, they will try to walk past you like a trash can, but let you be put together. They have time for a hello. But I thought she got treated better at 300. But the comment directly below this says that people will treat you better. So that's why I said stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
This is me and my husband, big girl, showing her husband. Let's check it out. Okay, well, listen, nobody said that you can't get a man, but I bet you that ninja right there is something wrong with him. It's like, <nah. laughs> let me stop, bro. Let me go.
Why
back.
Is it every time that I tell it?
We're going to check out a couple more comments. me sitting down watching this big and married to the man of my dreams. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Hey, listen, ladies, we're not trying to stop the world from... We're not trying to stop big women from existing, right? We're not trying to make the world fit here, right? What we're trying to do is prepare you for the rebuttals, right? For the combat against what you're doing. We're trying to prepare you for that, right? Everybody's not going to be fit. This right here is insane, okay? Can you get it? It's not hard for y'all to get a man. It's not hard for women to get a man. But it's hard for you to get in the best shape of your life. It's hard for you to drop weight. It's hard for you to improve your lifestyle, but it's 1,000% worth it. You're never going to regret getting better. You're never going to regret building some muscle, improving your squat, improving your upper body, improving your push-ups, improving your VO2 max. You're never going to regret that. You're never going to regret eating healthier foods, feeling better, less sluggish, less irritable, not always ready to crash out, not trying to fight motherfuckers at Popeye's and Burger King.
It's Burger King.
And Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
Excuse me. You're never going to feel bad about that, man. So this right here is straight propaganda. Do not fall for this. And I hate that it's our community that participates in this shit the most. It's funny how we talk about we work white people this, white people that, white people holding black people back. And we don't even have no fucking standards for ourselves. We don't even have standards for what we put in our bodies. We don't have standards to get up and go for a fucking walk.
Nope.
but you want to blame white people. This right here is your fucking choice. This is your choice. Ridiculous, man. Woman want to get better, and y'all going to shame her, man. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got it. Crazy, man. You always are the bad guy for calling out the truth. Fanny pack, big back, calorie stack, food noise on max. C. Marty and five. We don't want to what? We don't want to look like the number 10 when we walking down the street together. What is Zesty Fest wearing? I don't know what Zesty Fest was
no
wearing.
No Diddy, you know?
Ain't neither one of they flaming asses going to the gym until January 1st and quit January 8th. You got to chill, Mike. I got to get on the show. Marty in the future hit a new 300-pound back squat. Good stuff. Why women ask God for a man? No clue. Real men until they go in the opposite restroom. Bro, you got to... Bro, chill, bro. Come on, man. Come on, man. I can't get demonetized, bro. Come on, man. Chill, bro. Chill. Y'all be wildin', bro. Chill. Take me as I am. Accept my laziness. Absolutely. Ladies, stop hiring fat trainers in 2025. Exactly. Dom DeMarco. Let's keep this show going, man. All right, so we got this trend on Twitter. Let me find the link real quick while I pull it up. We got a crazy link, and I'm not sure what's going on in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race,
I'm
what
really
people.
Not sure. Is this it right here? I think this is it. Yeah, this is it. All right, it says here. Let's zoom in a little bit. It says fat is feminine, back rolls are feminine, chubby cheeks are feminine. And this is what I'm talking about.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
This is the propaganda right here that's going to keep you out of shape if you fall into this, right? These are the messages targeted at a certain race of women. I'm not going to say what race.
You know, black people.
No.
Targeted at a certain demographic of women, right? And it's going to keep you out of shape. You're not going to level up with this mindset. You're not going to improve. You're not going to seek information to improve. You're going to think it's okay to stay on that road to type 2 diabetes, heart disease, whatever the fuck it is. You're going to think it's okay. So, again, fat is feminine, back rolls are feminine, chubby cheeks are feminine. Even though you're probably the same size as a defensive lineman, they're going to tell you that it's feminine. Make it make fucking sense. Fat is feminine. Oh, no, hold on. Here we go. Pooch for protection. Ladies. And this, I mean, she's not, you know, she's not super fat. She got a lot of body fat on her. But, I mean, come on, yo. If she gets in the gym, gets in shape, she could get it together easily. She could get it together. She have a bomb physique if she got in the gym. Why do women lie to themselves? Are diabetes feminine?
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Obesity is feminine, fat cope, and somebody, here go the simps. I love chubby women. Here go the simps. Here we go. That part, and then this girl going to show herself on that part. She probably did this when she posted this. She probably was doing this joint when she posted it. That part. And is. She probably did it too. She's showing her belly off. That's what I'm saying.
Belly, belly?
So when I call a woman fat, I don't want to hear no talks of body shaming. Being fit is feminine. Ooh, okay. See, the fit girls don't play that. Oh, that was a dude that said that, actually. These are things people say that keep other people sick instead of being honest like men do to actually help a brother out. Exactly. So they people ain't rocking with this, right? People ain't rocking with this. What is this? Tummy supremacy. I like thick bees. Oh, man, you guys are sick. Anyway, so all the big girls going crazy, right? It's insane out here, right? It's getting crazy out here. All the big girls going crazy. So we got some more examples. We're going to keep it going because we're cooked. The black community's cooked. America's cooked. And they always say I'm lying. You know, endless receipts, over 1,000 episodes, about 10 receipts on each episode. Do the math on that. So you telling me I got 10,000 receipts? Bars. So again, we got a response to this. This girl says, also me. First of all, you can't have a belly and a dirty man.
Belly?
That's crazy. I mean, come on, y'all. This woman probably 23, 24, 25 years old. And I mean, just the rolls is just folding. The Pillsbury Doughboy dough is just folding over that waistline.
Nope.
And you can't even see her waistline. And she's on here flexing, right? And she sees a message like this on Twitter, she's going to think this is okay. She's going to continue. Here we go. Simps.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I want that, Santa. Santa, come collect for you. Fat is divine feminine, if anything. We're fucking cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Somebody say you'll love yourself more if you lose weight. She proceeds to type an essay. Oh, my God, please tell me where you shop your outfits. So gorgeous. I'm living for this brand, for this trend. This trend is so healing. Keeping you fat is healing. The trend of telling you that fat and back rolls is feminine is healing to you. We're cooked. Black women. I know it's natural for you to automatically want to listen to another black woman because she has the same skin color, and it would make sense for her to have your best interest. Listening to these black women is not your best interest. Listening to a black man like myself is going to be in your best interest. You're so gorgeous. Holy fuck. Crazy, man. Crazy. The face card, lethal. Yeah, man. We're cooked. Oh, they said that's not enough receipts. Let me get these comments out the way. We got some comments out the way. Let me get these out the way because we got more receipts. We're just going to keep bringing receipts, man. Frost left Earth with that one. Yeah, Frost wilding, bro. I almost, come on, bro. If this joint get demonetized, Frost, come on, bro. You got to, think about what y'all comment. I know shit be funny, and y'all, we want to have fun here. But real talk, think about what y'all comment, bro. Like, y'all got to relax. I'm not trying to get demonetized again, bro. Like, I'm doing everything in my power not to. I'm already on the edge with the content I do. I'm already talking a lot about the black community, black women. We got zesty jokes, no Diddy jokes. Like, we already on the line. If it's a certain topic I say I'm not going to address on the podcast, it's no need to bring it up in the comments, bro. Come on, man. I told you about that before, bro. And I ain't got a comment moderator, so I'm kind of just trying to go through everything, bro. Just came back with the white pizza. I think black women completely ignore statistical data. Like, yes, your BMI matters. Yeah.
Nope.
And they always say BMI is racist, but BMI is only, the only time BMI doesn't apply to people is if they have muscle mass and they're active and they've been active for a while. If you don't do shit, BMI is pretty fucking accurate. Probably fat. I'm just being honest, bro. Capricorn C-word weight 300. What's up? Mark Carter, what's going on? Keeping up the stereotype of black people always being late. If you want fat black women, go to Walmart or the Dollar Tree or McDonald's. They all out there. Just because my fupa big.
Just because my fupa big.
Twitter women are by far the slowest and lowest. You can just put a random prompt like, women with small hands are the best, and they will really start posting their hands. You know those guys. That's facts, bro. That's facts. I seen some of them trends like that. You know those guys smell like 10 cans that bounce that chunk funk after they get done hitting. Oh, chill, bro. Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
Man, look at her stomach. Crazy. Fat is feminine is the reason why we're so cooked. I'm enraged right now. Yeah, man. Big spot in the building. A real man ain't afraid of a few rolls and raising another man's kids. Hit a like for the algorithm. Fat Lost Goat. What's going on, brother? All right, man.
Dom DeMarco.
Let's keep the show going. We got some more. We got another girl here. And she comes up with another phrase. So let's see what phrase she comes up with on this same topic. If you're just tuning in, there's a trend on Twitter saying that fat is feminine and back rolls are feminine. Fat femme supremacy. Fat femme supremacy.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I could go far with this joke, but I'm not going to go there. This is ridiculous, man. This is ridiculous. And you just, she just on here. No, this is basically butt-ass naked. You posting this. I mean, this is ridiculous, man. Let's see what these comments talking about. I am looking respectfully, hard eyes. As a light-skinned fat girl, I not only approve this message, but I also love and appreciate it. Oh, Lord. What else we got? Oh, is that it? Oh, no. Fire. Hard eyes. And we're cooked, man. Fat femme supremacy. So now, apparently, so now, fit girls aren't feminine. Fit girls, they aren't motivational. I'm repeating what we saw earlier. Fit girls don't have good personalities. Fit girls' hygiene are bad, but fat girls tend not to be the best in those areas. This is ridiculous, man. It's crazy out here, bro. We got one more comment served to look at, and type in the comments. What city do you think these ladies are from? I'm thinking southeast region of the United States. That's always going to be my first guess when we see bullshit like this. Let's check it out. Well, yes. Fat is feminine. Back rolls are feminine. Chubby cheeks are feminine. This girl says, well, yes. Let's check out these comments. Okay. They're going crazy in here. I'm not even. You are beautiful. So fine. Just gorgeous. Stunning. It's massive. Being fat is disgusting. That's crazy, bro. Fat is stunning. Please keep eating. Stuff your face with more calories. Show all these skinny bitches what a real woman is. Ladies, they're in competition with y'all. They're in competition with y'all. Oh yeah, we're cooked, man. We're cooked. I think a lot of comments got deleted because that shit was crazy. Yeah, black folks, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Black folks, man. She looked like my waitress from earlier. I think I was missing a few fries. I always thought you were joking when you said, I'm going to be demonetized. Okay, man, try not to be vulgar on this live stream. Now, y'all could be vulgar. Y'all can say cuss words. Y'all could say whatever. Not whatever, but I mean, like, y'all know certain things, especially having to do with politics, we just not going to bring it up, bro. We just not going to bring it up. I'll just say it, bro. Anything, you know, and I'm okay, let me make this clear, okay? Gay jokes, fine. We're going to talk about everybody on here. You can make gay jokes. But the trans shit, we staying out of that. That's too far. That's one thing we not going there. That you'll get demonetized over that real quick. I ain't fucking with that. We already on the edge, which I'm cool with. But that right there, I already said I'm not talking about that on here, bro. Twitter and TikTok have been the lowest IQ having cesspool of people. Can we look at some pics of hot fit chicks? My bad, bro. Maybe Atlanta, Miami. She from Detroit. She from Southwest Benton Road region. Gotta be from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Oh, is it? Oh, it's wild down there? I gotta assume it's down south, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this thing going.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
My bad, Frost. I ain't mean to crash out on you, but come on, man. Like, bro. Gotta read the room sometimes, bro. All right, let's keep it going, man. We got people mad at folks for spending money on high-end gyms. high-end gyms. Let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man.
Somebody posted on my Lifetime Fitness video that it's absolutely insane to spend that much money on a gym, which, yeah, it is. I just think it's so interesting how spending a lot on the gym, like, that just makes people very angry. Like, if I...
And listen, I understand if you think $300 is excessive on the gym. I probably wouldn't spend that on the gym, right? But it's crazy how, you know, excuse me, people frown upon $300 on a gym membership, but they don't frown upon $3,000 for a damn section in the club. People spending 10 times that in the club to flex on some thoughts that they not even, never mind. But it's crazy, man. Yo, if people want to invest in their health and fitness, just like the black girl we seen earlier, why is that a problem? Why does that offend people so much? Right? And I think a lot of it is maybe the lack of education on the benefits of health and fitness, on how it can help you. It's not just to be buff. It's not just for looks. I don't think people understand that this is saving your life. This is adding gears to your life. If somebody wants to spend $300 on a membership, it's perfectly fine.
If I said I spent $300 shopping every month, or I spent $300 going out clubbing or out to eat every month, I still feel like that wouldn't make, like, most people, like, angry. Like, what is it about spending a lot on the gym, or, like, expensive gyms in general? Like, why does that make people so angry?
I'm not sure, man, but shout out to her for pointing that shit out. I mean, listen, man, we spend so much money on bullshit. We all got, I mean, and I'm not, when I say bullshit, I indulge in some of this bullshit too, right? Hulu subscription, Netflix subscription, Amazon Prime, buying shit off Amazon we don't need, right? Eating out fast food when I could have ate in the house. Like, when I'm not perfect when it comes to this either. Right, we spend money on bullshit. What's the point of frowning on someone who wants to invest in their health? We don't do that when somebody wants to get a fucking BBL. What? We don't do that when somebody wants to get Ozempic. What? But we do it when someone wants to invest in the gym, invest in the long term solution. Now it's a problem. Y'all are fucking corny. What? Corny as hell. People spending money on people at the strip club. Don't nobody say nothing. What? You spending money on strippers thinking you're going to take one of these strippers home.
Nope.
But now it's a problem. Somebody want an expensive gym membership. It's crazy out here, man. And don't let anybody make you feel bad for it. Spend your money. Invest in a trainer. A personal trainer. Why you getting a personal trainer?
Nope.
You need a trainer, motherfucker. All right? It's crazy out here. You wonder why we're so obese in America. And you wonder why they're predicting by 2030... 50% of the country is going to be obese. Not just black people. 50% of the country. That includes Hispanics and whites as well. You wonder why. Peel back. Let's look at the mindsets. Let's stop blaming all this other shit. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Dom DeMarco. Let's keep it going, man. There are people that spend $300 on a membership, but they still look fat. I mean, it's people that spend $10 on a membership and still look fat. You know, that's how, I mean, we talked about this before. That's how gyms survive. Off of people not using the fucking gym membership appropriately. But yeah, you're right, though. How much do those big backs spend on hair, nails, and brunches? Thank you. But you taking out payday loans for Beyonce or Chris Brown concert tickets. But this is just a fitness podcast, not a conversation about common sense. Absolutely right. And don't we got a common sense button on here? I think we do. I ain't used it in a while. I know, maybe I got rid of it. Yeah, we got it.
Who's your common sense?
No common sense whatsoever. Justify, I put myself in a bit of time out playing Minecraft so they avoid that bag getting canceled. It's all good, bro. You good. You know, I just gotta let y'all know sometimes it's all love at the end of the day. Having a DMV Iron membership is like having a second mortgage. Bruh, shut up, bruh. I spent And then just spend $300 on alcohol a month. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Probably more than that. I heard that too this morning at Gold's. The land of the land whales. They are never shocked when a chick spends 15 racks on a mommy makeover just to still look below average. As a former manager, how were the trainers at the former gym you worked at? Were they cool? Yeah, they were cool. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation for another day. But yeah, the trainers were cool. Why don't she ask one of them dudes, she say be at her DMs to pay that joint. Shut up. A girl I follow lost over 50 pounds and she showed her old $100 daily DoorDash orders when she was obese. Wow. Oh, but they want to blame depression.
Nope.
And not the DoorDash orders. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got it. All right, we got this guy here who works at a restaurant, and he's going to tell us what big backs and obese people do at restaurants that they said they don't do. Let's check it out.
At a restaurant, I just got off my shift. And if there's one thing that you'll recognize from working in a restaurant, it's that people who are obese and are twice the size of a regular person, it's not just a matter of hormones and lifestyle factors.
Oh, my bad, y'all. My bad. I apologize. I did not mean to do that.
At a restaurant, I just got off my shift. And if there's one thing that you'll recognize from working in a restaurant, it's that people who are obese and are twice the size of a regular person, it's not just a matter of hormones and lifestyle factors.
So it's not just a matter of hormones. That's the favorite excuse. It's not just a matter of hormones.
They really do just eat twice as much food as a regular person.
Oh, when I said that, they canceled me. We got people in the restaurant industry admitting that obese people go in restaurants and eat twice more than the regular person. But y'all told me it's not always that. They could be in a caloric deficit and still gain weight. That's what y'all told me.
A lot of times obese people will eat in secret, and so you won't really see it as much, and you will think that like maybe they just have some sort of hormonal thing. Maybe they just have a genetic predisposition to being overweight. And while that is the case, people have different metabolisms. Obese people just have a tendency to eat abnormally large amounts of food. The reason that people are so obese today is because food is so readily available, and so much of it is ultra-processed, hyper-palatable. Yep. It's just easy to put down a lot of calories.
Easy.
This is true. When you actually look at how many calories a morbidly obese man needs to consume to maintain the same weight and people are still gaining weight, it is pretty astronomical. Like at baseline, for example, people that weigh 300 pounds most likely need to eat about 3,000 calories a day to maintain their current weight. That means that if they are eating less than 3,000 calories a day, they'll be losing weight.
So just think about that. Your maintenance, if you're 300 pounds, a 300-pound male, 3,000 calories a day, which is easy to get to in America, right? And if they're probably still gaining weight, which means they're eating more than 3,000 a day. Insane. And if the moment you go under that, that 300-pound man will lose weight.
Most cases, people are consistently gaining weight, meaning they are eating more than 3,000 calories a day. And you can see right here that people who are at the highest levels of obesity, being morbidly obese, typically consume more than 4,000 calories a day.
4,000 calories.
And a lot of times when you go out to eat and you see people...
But y'all blaming fucking hormones and PCS and you eating 4,000 calories
around
a day.
...that are morbidly obese and you look at their plates, they have like three meals on their plate. And it's like, okay, that's why they're gaining a ton of weight. And some people might feel like that's judgmental, but at the same time, it's just observing that people that are very large...
Yeah, stating what I observe is not judgmental.
...will eat a large amount of food to maintain and continue to gain weight. And this isn't a hateful thing to say. This is just observing people that are large typically will eat a lot more food. Yep. And if they are eating a very small portion of food and they're still morbidly obese, you are most likely only seeing a small picture of their day when they're Big most facts. Likely eating a lot more throughout the day. And he talks
They eat more in the house.
Video about how the reason why a lot of people are obese is because of very calorie dense foods, hyper palatable foods that you can consume a ton at once, and just everything being so ultra processed and so calorie dense having no fiber, no protein, not satiating whatsoever, and people can just eat a ton of it. And so when somebody that's morbidly obese says, I barely eat anything, I eat less than my 130-pound sister, it's like, no, you simply...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't, because if you did, you would weigh a lot less than you
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
And that might come across as judgmental or hateful, and it isn't. It's just being truthful, because the reality is, if you're only eating 1,200 calories a day, you are not going to weigh 400 pounds.
Shout out to these brothers here, man. And this video offended a lot of people. And it's literally just speaking facts. That's it. Right? So the concept is simple, man. The information is out there. That's why I just don't understand how people get so mad at me when I just put the fucking info out there. Everyone is offended, but you need to get offended by that belly.
Belly, belly?
You need to get offended by every time we walk, it sound like this. That's what you need to get offended by. It's getting crazy out here, man. It's simple. Calories in, calories out. Of course, you got to focus on your macronutrients and your micronutrients. You got to get your protein in, healthy carbs, healthy fats. You got to get the antioxidants, the vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, D, E, K, all that. Of course, you got to get all that in. But if you're just eating trash, you're not getting any of those macros or micros in, what do you think is going to happen? And even if you exercise and eat that trash, you can still gain weight. All right, get on top of your nutrition. You know, we got ChatGPT now. ChatGPT can make you a whole meal plan. It can make you a whole meal plan. And a lot of y'all on here every day, you know, you could drop some nutrition questions. Y'all got me on Instagram. Y'all DM me. The information is out there, man. So it is what it is. You know, I'm gonna tell the truth. And you know, I got Dom DeMarco. Where we at, man? If it's an obese black family, more than likely they're going to be tipped. They're not going to be tipping either. But this is a fitness podcast. Yo, is it true? Do black people not like to tip? I tip, bro. I grew up. The way I grew up was, hey, tip your server. Tip your server. I always tip. I sometimes even tip a little extra. Right. I know that's a hard job. You know, I try to be a good person. Do black people really not tip out here?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
He got the Pringles man mustache. As a delivery driver for 6 going on 7 years, a lot of the poor tips or no tippers were ghetto black people, to be honest. I'll say this. I will say this. Damn it, black folks. Damn it, black folks.
You know, black people.
No.
I will say this. As someone who did DoorDash in an affluent area, I never DoorDash in the ghetto. I ain't got time for that shit. But I DoorDash in some affluent areas when I lived in Cali. And them white people tip.
Uh-oh. Dom DeMarco.
Dog, I done got $20, $50, $100 tips. You feel me? People look out, you know. And some black people in them neighborhoods tip well, too. Let me take that back. Some of them black people in those affluent areas, they tip well, too. But, you know, maybe it's true. You know, brokies ain't tipping. And even when I don't have it like that, right, or on days where I didn't have it like that and I was out, I always tip well, bruh. Always tip well. especially if I got a little shorty with me. I know Wicked Scorpion don't take women out on dates, but if I got my girl with me, or if I got a shorty with me, I'm tipping in front of her. You ain't going to go back. Yeah, he ain't even leave a tip. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got time for that, bro. But you know who don't tip? Women. men leave the tip. Women don't leave tips, bro. I seen this one girl. I said, let me see how much you tip her. Tip the girl like $5. You gonna tip her $5? Come on, man. That's crazy, bro. Them people work hard, man. Take care of them folks, man. They already ain't getting paid a lot. They got to deal with a whole bunch of bullshit. Tip them folks. All right, let's get back to fitness. I think he works at places that sell overpriced burgers. Possibly. That's why you got to track, man. What up, SAG? They getting that macros and cheese. Macros and cheese. I tip, but it depends on the service for the amount I give. True. The black people that do tip are from middle class families. I agree. It's 100% true. Black people in general tip less. Men tip the least, but women give servers a harder time. Okay. All right. There are ghetto people that live in Section 8 places in the suburbs where I deliver to. I never deliver to no ghetto. I ain't doing that. I give them thick waitresses a different tip. Brother, you're out of here,
bro. Strike 3, you're going to
get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble. You keep talking like that. But on the same time, there were rich people who sometimes don't tip well. Middle class definitely tip well. Okay. It's supposed to be 20-25%. Yep. Women friends be about to fight over who ordered asparagus. Yeah, man. Ghetto black people are the worst tippers, and then after that, rich people, then middle class. Okay, all right, man. Hey, let's keep it going. We got one more video. And we're gonna talk about Thanksgiving real quick. And this brother has a message for Thanksgiving for y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out.
Fitness coach is telling you to diet through Thanksgiving. Fire that nigga. Not tomorrow. Fire that nigga right now. If you're not a bodybuilding athlete, you're not in prep right now. If you are an average clientele and you have a coach telling you to diet through Thanksgiving, fire that motherfucker. Do you know how much you have to eat to gain a pound? 3,500 over your maintenance calories. And if you gain 1 or 2 pounds over Thanksgiving, nigga, whoop-dee-doo.
Shout out to this brother here, man. Again, man, like I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, man, enjoy yourself for Thanksgiving. I would hope that if you've been tuning into this podcast, you've been in the gym, you've been handling business, and you've been making progress. So don't be, you know, stressing out about calories and I shouldn't have this dessert. I mean, if you want to, cool, but enjoy yourself, man. We get back in the gym on Black Friday or Saturday, man. It's simple, right? You ain't about to lose the gains because of Thanksgiving. You're not about to lose progress because of Thanksgiving. I'm about to enjoy myself, you know. But anyway, man, hey, another fire episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Another fire episode, man. Go ahead, leave your comments, leave your last minute comments, ask your last minute questions before we get up out of here. I'm gonna go through these, and I'm gonna do my outro. This is all past tense. Jack Spades, 1968. What's going on? Black women ain't tipping unless they on the internet talking to black men. Then they got all the self-improvement tips for us to make them feel better. Yeah, man, that's. Another story for another day, man. He's right, having a coach gaslighting you like that just leads to eating disorders. Absolutely agree. Hey, Marty, do you pay a subscription for Sora? Hey, bro, y'all be all up in my ish, man. I'm on there, man. You know, I'm on there. That's all you need to know. I'm on there. That's all I can say, you know? This is why bodybuilders are weirdos. They're going to be having chicken, broccoli, and rice in Tupperware while everyone is having a good time. Yeah, that life ain't for me. That life ain't for me. I'm enjoying myself. You a DMV ninja. What do you think of the Clips album? Well, Clips ain't from the DMV, but I'm going to be honest. I ain't even listening to that joint.
Nope.
Clips from the 7-5. He from down there in Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. But I will say, Clips does have a crib out here, if I'm not mistaken. And he be in my gym sometimes. He a cool dude. I fuck with Clips. Dom DeMarco. Clips be showing love for real. But, yeah, Clips from the 7-5. I ain't even listen to that shit, though. Hit the damn like button. SAG, what's your social security number? What's your debit card number, ass niggas?
Nope.
Have you ever made someone get off an equipment because they wanted too long? Nah, I just keep it moving. I do something else, man. I ain't even got time to get mad in there. 9 times out of 10, I'm on a time limit, bro. I know how much time I want to spend working out. I usually have a client shortly after I'm done. And I'm cool. I'll do something else and come back. Where are we at? Tips, Spider Mode tips waitresses based on their Ben and Roll Big Back size. We just want to know if you get more features when you pay for it. Oh, okay. Yeah, you do. You do. I know when you get more, let's say the standard joint is like you get 30 videos to make or maybe 15 or something like that. I think it's 100 when you have the top tier subscription. So, hey, don't ask how I know, man. I seen Pusha T go, yeah, he told you he being goals. Clips album fire. All right, Malcolm, don't let that joint be trash. Don't let that joint be trash, Malcolm. Malcolm, one of them hype beast ninjas. Malcolm was rooting for Kendrick Lamar versus Drake.
Nope.
Yeah, Drake can't fuck with Kendrick Lamar ass ninjas.
Nope.
Clips album boring as shit. that's cause Spider Mode ain't got no job and can't read, so Clips was talking too much.
Nope.
Clips intellect was above Spider Mode. Spider Mode couldn't keep up.
Nope.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man. No problem, SAG. Spider Mode just like free card music. Officer Keenan and Kill Marty. Yeah, all right, did you? Whatever, dog. Oh, I got another Marty episode to drop too. Officer C. Marty, man. Young Malcolm, free card. DC rappers trash too. Man, y'all funny as hell, bro. What can women do realistically to get visible muscle? Men in my gym are shredded and I'm low-key jealous. So you have to build the muscle. And when it comes to revealing muscle and making it visible, it's shedding body fat. That's it. Shed body fat. So you got to find a meal you can stick with that's going to help you stay in a calorie deficit, but you got to lift heavy too. Like, you got to really build that motherfucker. So it's got to be heavy lifting, and you got to have some muscle endurance in there as well. So it's just getting rid of body fat. That's all that is. Build the muscle, shed the body fat. That shit going to pop out. Simple. Clips album. Oh, and then back to Jalen. High protein diet. You got to have high protein. You got to hit that protein number. Absolutely have to. Clips album Spider Mo mad because Rare Essence ain't get a feature. Yeah, Spider Mo just want to listen to Go Go. There's no spot reduction, and not only that, but a lot of the changes come from changes in your diet. Yeah, it's the diet. Wale album was good. Spider Mo listened to one song and one song only, Jungle Boogie, climbing around the gym head ass. Wow, Spider Mo, that's crazy. That's insane, man. But yeah, you guys are insane. Like I said, another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. It's crazy. I tell potential clients what I told you, and I can tell it goes in one ear and goes out the other. Yeah, man. Any advice for folks who carry more fat than others? Yeah, if you want to lose fat, you're going to be hungry. If you want to lose fat, you're going to have to be hungry. And you just, if you count your calories, right, you're going to have to get in a deficit. You can find out what would be a good number for you. You can use ChatGPT. There's plenty of macro calculators out here. You can figure that out. And after your weight session, you need to fucking do some cardio. You need it for at least 20 minutes, preferably more. Incline treadmill or Stairmaster. That's what you need to do. Seriously. Type zone 2 cardio. Zone 2. Simple. That's it. My old boss said to never take enhancers. Some women in her gym had full-on beards from that. You don't take that shit. Do not take it. I mean, I only say if you are about to do a competition, you know, there's, you know, PEDs that people take. I don't want to get into that right now. But, you know, if you're just trying to be a regular woman, if you're trying to be a baddie, don't take that shit. We walk around with deep voice. Yeah, I watch C. Marty Fitz podcast.
Nope.
Less brunches, more crutches on YouTube.
What?
Yeah, you should tune in. Don't be talking about my podcast with that deep ass voice.
Nope.
Marty, how many plates you taking home? Shit, depends. It depends, bruh. You know, it depends, man. We'll see. For at least 2. Good advice, man. Thanks, brother. Of course, SAG. Jalen laughing. Yeah, man. Like I said, another fire episode on Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast, man. Go ahead, follow my social media. C. Marty Fit on Instagram. C. Marty Fit on TikTok. C. Marty Fit on X. C. Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Please like the video. Share with a friend. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for the gear. And Less Brunches, More Crunches gear is on every YouTube video. Happy Thanksgiving, chat. See, Marty, I'm already strong, bro. 7-mile walk on Friday with the family. Shout out to you, Mike. Zayna Bear just did her bikini division debut. Took nothing. Look bomb as hell. Okay. Women on that juice sound like Big G. Bro. Anyway, man. Yeah, like I said. Oh, Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Spotify as well. Nutrimeal plans, 50% off, discount code CMartyFit50. If you want to get some meals delivered directly to the crib, 50% off, CMartyFit50. It's in the description. And listen, man, we're going to be live again. What's today? Wednesday. We'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Black Friday. We're going to keep this thing going, man. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Playback Gang, show some love in the comments. I know a lot of y'all busy right now. Kim Cappy's back on the podcast. Shout out to Kim. Where you been at? You ain't been on the podcast since 2023.
DeMarco.
Where you been at, Kim? Where you been at? But shout out to Kim for coming back, man. And you don't go to Goals no more? I ain't seen you in Goals. But anyway, man, let me get up out of here, man. Get ready for Thanksgiving. Hey, man, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Have fun with your family. Eat some food. You know, you could big back a little bit. But we getting back on track in the gym, man. We getting back on track in the gym after Thanksgiving. But enjoy your holiday, because I'm going to enjoy mine. And like I said, man, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next episode. Oh, I got to do the outro. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And like I said, we'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role.
According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.